Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Guy Sermon. Guy is the author of Economics Does Not Lie. He's our favorite Frenchman, but he lives in France, but he spends a fair amount of time in the United States, and he's the author. He's also a contributor to City Journal, and that's city-journal.org, right? Is that right, Guy?
This is right.
city-journal.org.
Yes.
Guy, thank you again for hanging out with us, and welcome to America. One of the things that's really on the minds of a lot of people right now, and it's getting farther and farther down in our society, is this concern about the problems that that Europe is having, the European Union is having with its sovereign debt issues. We've seen the problems in Ireland. Obviously Greece is on everybody's mind right now, but also Italy and Spain, Portugal. We're worried about those guys. France and your country of France and Germany seem to be the deep pockets that are holding all this together. We're worried about the defaults of these countries, the sovereign debt of these countries, and the potential contagion this could have to create a global problem. What do you think?
I think there is a lot of overreaction, a lot of speculation. I understand why people are worried, but if you look at the facts, I mean, I think we should cool down. First of all, the euro as a currency is not threatened, because the euro is not managed by the government. The euro is managed by an independent central bank in Frankfurt, and the euro is above the influence of the government. So first, euro as such is a currency which is very stable and predictable, and there's no worry about that. Second, man, there could be a bankruptcy from the Greek government. This doesn't mean they will leave the eurozone. This means they'll be within the eurozone. Some investors, some banks will lose money. Things happen. But they can be saved by the rest of the European country, because it's still a relatively small economy. So I wouldn't overreact and overdo it. The risk of contagion is just non-existent. You know, in the economy, I think you shouldn't look at things on a day-to-day basis. You should look at the fundamentals.
Well, this...
And I see two strong currencies, the U.S. dollars and the euro. And what I see is a rate of innovation in the United States and in Europe, and this is a promise of a better future. I mean, what's very important, and I'll finish with that, is that governments should not overreact. And government shouldn't say silly things like we are able to create jobs. I mean, what the entrepreneurs need all over the world is certainty, a stable political environment,
exactly,
which we don't have right now.
We sure don't have that in America, that's for sure. And I completely agree with you. It really irritates me. I'm like you. You call it silly. I call it maddening when governments start talking about creating jobs like they would actually know how to do that.
Yes. This is the main problem. So, you know, everybody insists on the technical problem and the failure of Greece. Well, this is a problem with a technical solution. But the political problem and the uncertainty created by government declaration, I think this is much worse than the technical problem we have with Greece, and which can be solved, and which will be solved in the coming weeks.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me, Guy, and that is that we've become so connected to the high finance sector of the economy, Wall Street, and in your counterpart, their counterparts, I should say, in your part of the world, in Europe, and those sectors have stopped being investors and started being traders. They've become more traders than investors. You said we should take the long view. We shouldn't look at this on a day-to-day basis. But when the stock market quits taking the long view, when Wall Street and their counterparts around the world quit thinking long view, and they think more trading, which is second to second, minute to minute, day to day. But the rest of the economy still takes its cue from from Wall Street, from the financial markets, that creates a lot of problems, doesn't it?
You are right, but this can be changed. Also, you know, everyone has his rationale. So traders are trying to make money because they are not so sure about the future of the economy. You know, if we had a political stable environment with clear economic policies, I mean, entrepreneurs could go back on working, do what they do best, which is like Steve Jobs, you know, bring innovation to the people, and they would be profitable again. And then Wall Street, I mean, would return to investment instead of trading. So I think, you know, it's everything is connected. I mean, first, political stability, good economic policy, entrepreneurs back to work, innovation for the people, and then Wall Street will follow.
Right. Well, right now, and I've said this many times before, Guy, we've heard in the past that Wall Street is a leading indicator of the economy, but I've decided that with all this trading focus and not investing focus, that Wall Street's merely become a leading indicator of itself.
It's an indicator of itself. It's also an indicator of kind of a political illness in Western society. When we tend to forget what the fundamentals of what a good economy is, I mean, a good economy is an economy where banks invest in innovation and entrepreneurs can build new things and new services. I mean, the market has become mad because governments have become so unstable and say so many mad things. I mean, you know, we have to go back to the fundamentals, which are well known. We know the way to prosperity. Just let's go back to there.
Absolutely. Well said. The book is called Economics Does Not Lie. The author is Guy Sermon. If he were an American, we'd call him Guy Sermon, but he's not. He's a Frenchman, and so we say Guy Sermon. It's the book. The subtitle is A Defense of the Free Market in a Time of Crisis. You're going to like this book. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Guy Sermon. Stay with us.
And I found out a little too late.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.